TK and Slats back together on the Big Sports Breakfast, and our regular rugby league expert on a Thursday is the Penrith Panthers, Trent Merrin. G'day, Trent.
How you going, guys?
Fantastic, mate. Now, I know you're on your way to training. What's the mood like, mate? It's been pretty tough.
Yeah, it has. It's been a tough few weeks, but I've been amongst past years where we started off pretty poor as well, and you just got to work hard through this tough period, and you end up finding a formula that works, and you end up coming good. So that's what we've been working on this past week.
Is there a secret to that, Trent? If you've sort of been through it before, is there some sort of switch you can hit, or do you see it at training, or do you see it in the sheds, or do you get a feeling about it? Can you give your fans a bit of hope?
Yeah, it's called hard work.
Yeah.
I think we've been working really hard. It's just about it all coming together. There's been a few players come back into the team from last year, and a few players in different positions. So we're just trying to work really hard to get the basis right there. But it's all there. I can see it. It's all there in the team. It's just about that formula, getting it right on game day for our positioning and when we're in good ball sometimes.
And Matty Moylan, Trent, how's he going, mate? Obviously, headlines are going to be a bit negative when you're going through this passage, but how's he going?
Yeah, like I said last time, we had a chat about it. It's a lesson learnt. I think we all make mistakes in life, and he's head up high, and he's copped it on the chin, and it takes a lot of guts to run back out in the field with, the monkey on the back like he did last week, and I reckon he did his job for us. So you can only build off that now. It shows a lot of character for what he's done. So he's got our full support here. Everyone's backing him, and he's been training really well this week and leading by example.
Can you give our listeners and viewers, Trent, a little bit of a snapshot? You've played under lots of different sorts of skippers. He's more an action man, isn't he, really, than a massive talker, Matty?
Yeah, he is. He's not the biggest talker out there, but he leads by example on the field and on the training paddock. He's the first one, especially when it comes to fitness, he's the first one past the line. And when we're out there attacking the ball, he'll end up taking some hit-ups for the forwards. He's not scared to put his hand up for some work. So, he does lead by his actions. I think it is a tough gig to be captain of a footy team. So, there's players like myself and Peter Wallace that can help him out a lot more in that area.
Trent, I'm sure from a playing group with how hard you're working, it doesn't feel like you're far off clicking. Is there an element from the coach sort of saying relax with it as well rather than get too uptight about it?
Yeah, it's exactly right. He has said that to us. We had a good look at our game on the weekend, and we weren't too far away from him in that first half. I think just a bit of belief in there, lacking at the moment for the last 3 weeks, and that's what you get for the results that we've been dishing up. But it was great to have a good look at it, and everyone had a check, and we know we're not too far away from it now. So it's just about when we get into those areas, those attacking areas, just to calm down and build pressure and go from there.
A couple of things from last weekend, mate, and I'll get your thoughts, but I thought the Sharks were unbelievably good, by the way. But with all the attacking weapons that you guys have gotten, to walk away trialless would be disappointing. And I got the feeling that you were pretty good in, say, the opening 15, but when you could not score, that was the end of the section. Like, heads sort of went down and they got a bit of ball, and, it didn't look like the Panthers playing at their best.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. I think when we get into those areas, under that pressure, we feel like we have to attack instead of build pressure and grind through a game. So that's something that we've touched base on. Like you said, Cronulla were a great side on the weekend, and they played really well, and the defence was great. So it does make a team like ourselves very frustrated. But we've learned from that, and that's all you can do in this period, these last 3 weeks, is learn from what's going on. And we've touched on a few things that we need to work on, and that's all you can do. You got to get back, bunker in together and work really hard and come through the other end.
And it all starts, mate, 3 o'clock. I know it starts all week for you, but really in earnest starts at 3 o'clock, ANZ Stadium on Saturday against the Parramatta Eels. It's the Battle of the West. These games are always fiercely fought, mate. And I know you, we sort of can't say it's early days still because you're only 2 from 7 and you need to win this.
Yeah, it is. It's a must win. Can't say it's early days now. Like you said, it's, we've got to get the ball moving and get some W's on the board. So, like I said, we're working hard at training now to come up against a great game of the Battle of the West. Everyone gets excited for this one out here. I'm getting used to it too, coming from the South Coast. So it's all new to me, but as soon as you run out there, you can feel it. You can feel the tension. So, mate, it's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to it.
Bryce Cartwright, play or not play?
They're still touching base on him. I think he's done a bit of training with us throughout the week, so I think they want to see how he pulls up at the back end of the week. He's been named in the full squad, so I think it's a judgment call on the coach coming to the back end of the week.
And you're just going to need the courage that your girl showed, mate, yes. Sal. So surfing on with a fin chop, how is she?
Yeah, she's great. She's back home now. She's she gets her stitches out tomorrow, so she's looking forward to that. Definitely going to grab some inspiration from her and try and take it out at Painted Stadium on Saturday.
Tough cookie.
Yeah. Did you see John Florence? Did you see some of his waves?
I love him, mate. He's one of my favourites to watch, to be honest.
Yeah, he's incredible, isn't he? Yeah.
How proficient are you on the board?
Well, I can paddle out and I can stand up. That's about it.
Well, mate, the paddling's the hardest thing, I reckon. You think, oh, yeah, I'll get out there and stand up. You've got to get out there first. Right.
It's killing me, honestly.
All right, mate. Any other changes we need for the Panthers come the Eels?
Not as yet, mate. We're still training together as a unit. I think the coach will make a few calls on the back end of the week, and I'll know when you know.
Okay. Well, it's a big one, mate. Hopefully that goes from 2 wins to 3 wins. 3 o'clock ANZ Stadium. You'd like to have this game at Penrith Park at Pepper Stadium, no doubt, but it's at ANZ.
We'd love to have it at home as much as we could.
Yeah.
Good on you, Trent. We thank you, mate. Play well.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good on you, Trent Merrin.